Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another Brad and Body Podcast. We have just finished round 18 of the NBL. Of course, the WNBL is on a break with the Opals, and we'll get into that as well. Botond, how are you, my friend?
I'm extremely thrilled and never been this happy, because in all the time that we've been doing this, I've never picked all the winners. And this last round, I picked all the winners, and I'm so proud of myself, because I have been doing this for 275 years, it seems like, and to finally get a round right, I'm very pleased. How did you do,
Brad? So nice, because I did okay, but I know you started doing it when you were 60, so that's excellent. So that's fantastic. But let's just say I didn't get all of them. Because I wouldn't expect, if you got all of them, there's no way I'm getting all of them, because I will go opposite you, right?
Yeah.
I would never agree with you.
I think I did go for Sydney,
and I don't. But you know what? I can't remember. I actually can't remember, because it wouldn't have surprised me.
Dementia has set in.
Yeah, tell me about it. You're not wrong. All right, let's just talk WNBL
for last
like
week.
5 years.
See, that's dementia.
What you say? Leave me alone, Steve. So let's just quickly just wrap WNBL. Yep. Obviously, we're on a break. Opals are playing. They're this weekend. Just very quickly, as we know, it's in Brazil. We play Brazil, Germany, and Serbia over. That's Friday, Sunday, and Monday, respectively. Check out local times. I'm sure all games are on ESPN.
Yep, if they
I'm
are. Not, yep,
good.
Yep.
And just remembering, out of those teams, top three. Correct, buddy? Correct me if
correct.
I'm wrong.
So
top three go
to
through the World Olympics.
Yeah, we have to beat the obvious one. I'm not to say that Brazil and Serbia, you know, we could beat those two, obviously. But Germany is the one, provided Germany doesn't beat anybody and then we get caught in a three-way tie with someone. We don't want that. But I'm looking at the team and I'm sort of a little bit troubled by it. We've got a few people that are injury clouds. And so fingers crossed, because obviously we want to
very nervous in the Olympics. Myself. Well, let's go straight on to the NBL. Whoa, man, is this just getting more and more exciting? Look, listeners, try and stay with me here. We have Melbourne and Perth 1 and 2. They are locked in.
Yep.
In theory, they can still tie, right? Because of the way the games are. But there is no way that Melbourne are moving first spot unless they lose by hundreds, because their percentage is just too good.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, they are now the regular season champions. Correct. They're 2 games ahead of Perth, 3 games to go. Perth would have to win all three.
Correct.
And they'd have to lose all three. So,
correct. That's why I say, can it happen? Yes. Will it happen? No.
No.
But then you've got Tasmania, which I still think will finish third. Illawarra, Sydney, Brisbane in that format. New Zealand would have said absolutely, but damn, Lamb's gone down injured. We'll get into that in a second, because that's a real dagger. And then I think we can, there's 2 games left for Cairns, Adelaide and Southeast, but I think we can put a line through them. 13 may get you in, but I don't know, even if they do, the percentages are so poor from Cairns, Adelaide and South, they're not going to get there. But I think now
they're cooked.
It's cooked. So let's talk to me what you felt about the round.
Well, look, I was really impressed with what New Zealand did in Perth to close the round. I mean, sorry to start at the end, but
story of your life is what I heard. But
I thought their performance was really good from go to woe, and then to lose Lamb in that process, it was sort of fortunate that Finn Delaney had come back into the lineup. I mean, he wasn't sensational, but he was at another smart or good body that they had. So I was really impressed with that performance. And I was impressed with Tasmania over the journey, the 2 games.
Just their two wins that they needed, basically.
Yeah.
The Cairns win was great. And I thought the Adelaide win was clinical.
Yes,
not something you sit here and go, boom. But also, I want to go back, why you're talking about the Perth game, a shout-out to our good friend Damian Martin, who officially had his singlet retired. Absolutely outstanding. The smile on his face was great. 6-time champion, 6-time NBL Defensive Player of the Year, Olympian, and better than any of that, just a bloody good bloke.
Good bloke.
Right?
Yeah. That's what tops it off. That's what makes all of us happy.
100%. 100%. And a huge shout out to him and his family. And I couldn't be happier for the New South Welshman. Just had to dig that in there, buddy. Okay, so let's go through it. Cairns, why don't you tell us about your favourite player, Bull Qual?
Well, look, I just think Bull has just not learned. And the way to the way he fouled out of that game, the manner in which, look, it's just, you're tearing your hair out. You're going, mate, you've taken some steps forward. You could, you know, the next step is to get into the Australian consideration, into the Boomers consideration. And then you let yourself down constantly by fouling, by going to the referees and bitching and moaning all the time. I mean, Vaughan maybe must have a swollen ear from the amount of times he walks over to him and wants to have clarification or whatever. Like, just get with the program. Stop being so handsy. Get off people.
It's a real shame because right now you'd have to say this about Bulkwal. And it's a shame to see that a boy like me has got so many bad habits. Sorry, we just had to pick one in there. So, but on a personal note, the guy is so friggin' talented. And, you know, he went 1 from 7 or something from that game. You don't need it, mate. You just don't need it. You're just too damn good. And you can get there. You can get there. You don't need to do that. And it's frustrating, mate. And as a coach, I'm sure he's tearing his hair out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a distraction all the time. And I'm sorry, but there is a point at which you've got to look at yourself in the mirror and go, you know, it can't always be the referees. It can't always be the other team. It can't always be.
No, there's a common denominator. There's a common denominator here. And it's the bloke in the mirror. Absolutely. All right. So Cairns, do you put a line through?
I think they're done.
Okay. Adelaide. Oh, man, where do we go with the Sydney Kings? Oh. You know what? I'm just going to say this, buddy. Move on. I'm over it. Right, they don't deserve it. If they get there, they're out anyway. Kings, they're done, mate.
Kings.
They'll probably bounce in there because they'll get one of those wins. But they're not a happy bunch. You can see it. Drives me nuts.
Well, you sure can. And you saw it again in Adelaide when they lost to the 36ers. Yeah. In the manner in which they played, there was a lack of connectivity between the players. You know,
31-19 fourth quarter. You go talk about your Adelaide boys. I don't want to talk about the Kings. Move on.
I just want to talk about Scott Nurse because I think this. I think this stuff about, you know, wait till the end of the season, sort of, that's just to mask that they're going to talk to Modi May or that they're going to talk to Brian Gorge and they're going to talk to Trevor Gleeson, you know. And I don't think Gorge will entertain it. You know, he'll take the phone call. You don't know who's on the other end of the line, so you take the phone call. So, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's interested. And the reality, I mean, they're polite. But the thing is, I think that's an insult to Scotty because you're sort of putting Scott Nimitz and you're saying, oh, look, we know this guy wants the job, so we'll just put him on a back burner here. Well, we check out if we've got better options. And if we don't have better options or a sexier name, we got Scotty.
And this is the difference, and I'll use Justin Tatum because Justin would be, well, if you don't sign me, I'm happy to go anywhere. Right. So I'm surprised Wollongong haven't, or Illawarra, I should say, I'm surprised they haven't announced it. It might be done. But I'm surprised they haven't announced it. When I was there 2 weeks ago, I interviewed him, and he said on air, I want it done before I go home.
Yeah.
Right? So that's only a couple of weeks away, depending on how deep they go, right? So for me, that is where ownership group goes, we better do this, man, because Adelaide could knock on the door, or this team could knock on the door, or that team. But with a Scotty Ninnis, and this is where it's disrespectful, the guy is just bleeds Adelaide, right? But they know you're not going anywhere. So I'll just take our time and we'll do all of that. And you've got to say, what is the difference between him and Justin in the way they're playing? Really nothing.
Yeah.
Right? They're both playing really well and winning, and they look so much better than what they were. So, look, I hope for Scotty there is a bit of personal there. I love him. He's a good guy.
He is a good man.
We get along well, and I hope for him. But it would not shock me if he didn't, buddy.
Yeah, well, it would disappoint me, I think, because
if
it was someone out of left field, then it's just a line on your resume. Like, Coach Adelaide 36ers from these years. Whereas with Scott, you know, he's an Adelaide man. He loves this club.
He'll bleed.
And he'll bleed for it. But anyway, I hope they get job done with him.
Well, let's move on to the Illawarra-Brisbane game. I was there. For Brisbane to score 76 points, I'm going to say to you, that was the most enjoyable 76-point game I've watched in a long time. That was a really, really fun game to call on the sideline. The atmosphere was outstanding. That was the gong from the old days. There was 5,000 people. They were going nuts.
Yes, it was a great atmosphere. Super, it came over on the TV.
Oh, good. Yeah, of course it did.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that really dismayed me about Brisbane. We're into the last minute, Brad. I think it's 55-second mark where Gary Clark scores. And at that stage, the score is 78-76.
Yep, yep.
In the last minute,
11
less
zip.
Than 11 zip, which actually harms your percentage, harms your self-image too, because, you know, instead
27, of it. 27-10 body in the fourth.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just, no, you can't do
it
that.
It was embarrassing.
Soames was pretty poor that game. Three of them.
He was very poor. And I heard one of the commentators say that how he goes is how the team goes. Well, I've seen them actually win without him, so I don't know who that was. I'm not going to name names.
Excuse me. With Botond, that name, I'm going to tell you exactly what I said, and I'll still stand by it. When he plays well, they never lose. They can win without
him. That's not true. That is not true. He's had a 40-point game and they lost.
This year?
Don't give me that. This season. Yeah, yeah. Look okay, back well, through
come
it.
On. Come on. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Come on.
Oh, so okay. What was I thinking?
I'm saying Brisbane are playing well, and when he's playing well,
sure,
I should maybe, okay, very rarely lose would be my answer on that.
Yeah.
But when he plays poor, they can win without him. I agree with that. But he was poor. He was poor. But you know what? He wasn't the only one, really.
No, but I mean, hats off to Dave O'Higgy.
Oh, how good was he? How good was that? And you know what I loved? Our girl, Mon.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She was on the sideline, and I saw her walk in, big kiss and cuddle as she walked in, and it was just so good. And then she is like fist pumping and everything on the sideline. Yeah. I hope someone got a photo of that. That was phenomenal. And, brilliant. All right, moving on. Good win by Illawarra, climbing up the ladder. Melbourne. Excellent. They should have won by 50. That was just luck that Phoenix got back in the game. Melbourne switched off for a little bit. No, I
think they did. I think after the third quarter, they took their foot off the pedal.
Totally.
And hats off to Southeast Melbourne. You know, they didn't get. The thing is, they got beaten by Adelaide at home by 25. They got beaten somewhere else by 30. And you're sort of going, where were those? Where was this heart that they're showing now and that they have shown for the last couple of weeks? Where was this a couple of weeks ago? Because they could have got a couple of those games.
And then
they'd still be in the hunt.
I want to put you in a GM's role. What do you do now when you're like, we've literally had our whole starting five sit out?
Yeah.
Right? Like who do you point the finger at? Or you just don't, and it's just luck. But how
much can't is be? You got to look at your strength and conditioning area. You have to look at that, and also you have to look at I think the Australian content they've got is quite reasonable, but I think their imports. Have been suspect. I mean, I know we love Source Alan Williams because he's a great character.
He's got another year.
But honestly, on a team that's contending for the championship, I think he's your third import.
So I don't disagree. I'll be honest and say, and I know he's out of contract and he is I'm a massive fan. Jordan Hunter's out of contract. Now, I don't know what he's going to do with the Kings, but I'm telling him if I'm Southeast, I'm throwing everything at him or Isaac Humphries.
Or Angus Brandt.
Yeah. Well, I just don't know if Angus will come back. That's why I don't use that, but it could. But you throw everything as you can. You need some stronger. You need some stronger Australian content. I agree with you. They're good. They're not great.
No, they're not great. But they're a solid group, and they've shown they've got heart.
They've got heart.
Cody Statman and there's another one. Luke Rosendahl. He's surprised.
Ben Eyre. They're good that way. But you go and get that big Australian. Then what they should also do, they need that next star. They haven't had one of those. You know, like even the Kings. I know Alex Tui's up and down. Good, right? I mean, Rocco's another level. You don't get many of them. Alex Saar, one in a generation. You know what I mean? All of that. But you've got to try and get that because then you've got your good Australian, then obviously Mitch Creek, three Americans and the next star. Now you're building something.
Now you're contending.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you're not, you know, one guy goes down, you're still okay. I mean, look at, you know, I don't want to stick up for the bloody Kings, but look at that, you know, like they have literally not had Hogue all year. No one's saying, oh, it's because of that, but they are for Phoenix. Oh, this guy's down, that guy's down.
I know. There's a lot of.
All right, Tassie go to work against Adelaide. That just looked like Adelaide. They just hit a brick wall.
That's exactly how I would describe it. Yeah, they hit the wall. And I think that is actually how I described it from memory. Yeah. But Tasmania were really clinical. Jack McVay was terrific.
Kell, he's going to be hard not to re-sign.
Yeah.
I reckon if I'm DJ Vasilovic, I'm like, mate, I want Trey Kell here. They seem to work well together. And DJ's just signed a new 3-year deal.
So, and Humphries, you want Isaac Humphries back now?
He's the key. He's the key for sure. I'm saying he's in my All-NBL first team.
He's in mine too. I'll give you mine right off the top of the bat. I've got Bryce Cotton.
Agreed.
Chris Goulding.
Agreed.
I think I've got Anthony Lamb, Gary Clark, and Isaac Humphries.
Oh my God, we are identical.
We're not. No, I'm looking at you. People can't see this, but I'm looking at you, and we are not identical.
You might be looking in the mirror, because I know it's not good when you're looking in it. And can you please put pants on now?
Why? Nobody can see me.
Well, I can. All right, moving on. Tassie, yeah, they hit the brick wall. That was Adelaide. Yep. Tasmania, workmanlike, is there. And to round out the round, we have sort of already spoken about New Zealand, good win over Perth. Body, I get it. And I know the people in the Red Army will probably say you and everything. There is just something about Perth that I just don't know. I can just see them losing that semi-final. I don't know what it is. It's just.
I'm sorry. I don't trust them to stick with what works.
Yes. Yeah.
I think sometimes when they're challenged, they decide, John Lee decides that we'll throw in Michael Harris or we'll throw in David Okwara. Or it's like, what are you doing? Stay with what's been working with you for you. And I saw a bit of that again in that particular game. And I just don't think they're fully committed to the way they
Hyrum win. Harris, 4 fouls in 4 minutes. That's a big key for them.
Yeah.
Right? He's got to.
He was a little unlucky.
I think he was very unlucky, and he's not one of those foul type players. No, look, really interesting. I thought Keanu Pinder had 21, but he got 19 shots to get there, which for a big guy is high. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because they usually shoot at a good clip, but he did have 15 rebounds. Like, he worked his butt off.
So, yeah, and Christian Doolittle had a double-double as well, but was far less noticeable.
Yeah, 10 and 12, you're right. Body, let me just go through before we go to anything else. Let me just go through the next round and you can give me your I get 6-0 takes. Okay?
6-0, it's like a tennis match. Now, look, before we do that, though, shouldn't we do our moment of the – what did you have a moment? Because I had a moment in the round before we moved to the next round.
Is this a hot flush thing or are you seriously had a moment?
That's why I've got any pants on.
I'm going to go first. My best moment, I just heard what you said. Okay, my best moment, how can anyone go against the next star when AJ Johnson goes up and hammers it on Rizzo?
Okay, now you've obviously seen my notes because that's my moment too. So obviously that stood out.
What I'm looking on at the screen, I am not looking anywhere else but my notes, all right?
It was a great, great dunk. It was a really good dunk. It's what's up there among the best of the season.
Oh, mate, I was down there near the Illawarra bench and they just went absolutely spastic. It was fantastic. So really loved it. And congratulations to them. All right. Well,
Give me a Rosen Rattler before we go to the next round.
My Rosen Rattler, if you noticed yesterday, and I thought it was very interesting, Anthony Lamb goes down injured. Right. I'm not going to say word for word. I'm just spitballing here a little bit. And word for word, and basically they go to Annalie Maley on the sideline, and I've been in these positions before, and she said, oh, look, they're not thinking it's much. And I remember watching the injury, and I thought, oh, that's not good. No one's around, and you know, you could see, and oh, here we go. And I remember distinctly Adam Gibson doing that in Illawarra, and he looked behind him, but that he tore his calf. This one they're saying is the Achilles, right? And she comes on and says something along the lines of, look, they think they might be all right and everything. I have absolutely no doubt she went up there and they're like, oh yeah, it's all okay and everything like that. I don't understand why teams just don't advise that. I just don't get it. It's one of those things where it's like, we're watching TV, we as commentators are giving the public the information they want. What does it matter? I don't get it, buddy. Like, you know, that poor girl had to go on TV and go, oh, I think he's coming back on. Then later on, oh, hang on, there's been a change. No. And I think Derek Rucker was the one who was commentating on that game. And he's like, oh, well, that's interesting because they usually don't give much information. And boom, they didn't. So
Derek, isn't he your brother from another mother? All right, let's move on.
No comment.
I agree. I don't understand why they don't tell the truth. Just tell the truth. You know, you don't have to say the extent of the injury, but you can say, well, he's hurt and we're going to have to get him checked out. That's good enough.
Not asking for his medical assessment. All we're saying is, it doesn't look good. And to be honest with you, there's a number of teams that you could go up to and they're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. And I know it would come from above. Don't say anything. We don't want to give it. It's like, come on, really? You know, it's like, anyway. All right, give me your nodge nasty.
My nodge nasty is the fact that Will Magnay has copped a one-game suspension, which he can ditch if he pays $1,550 for his unduly rough play with Patrick Miller.
Right.
Okay, and I think that is total rubbish. And I think the fact that Tadeer McCall from the Cairns Taipans in the same game has got a $1,165 fine, downgraded to $775 if he pays early for his unduly rough play. Now, let's get this straight. Magnay was running down the floor. Patrick Miller stepped in front of him, going to draw one of those pathetic fouls that you get when a guy's not paying attention. He's turned around, Magnay, seeing he's going to get this foul. He's got no choice. He's going to hit him.
Yeah, but he dropped his elbow a little bit there.
Yes, no question. He just basically thought what most people would think in that situation. I'm going to make this foul count.
Okay.
That's all. If he's going to jump in front of me, well, bugger him, I'm going to drop it and he can take the consequences. Of course, he's thrown his head back, wheeled back and fallen down and died. And so, okay, that's it. Fine. Move on. Now, I didn't see much in that. I really didn't. I thought it was called Will. They gave him a foul. He lived with it. We can move on. But I thought the one from Tadeer McCall where he's basically lined up Magnay and run at him while he's got the ball up, so his torso is exposed and he's hit him. I thought that was far worse. So if you're assessing the two, oh, that's the worst one. Well, that one cost $775 bucks, and Will Magnay's is double that for nothing.
So I'm going to read the charge, and I want to get your thing on here. So McCall was charged with unduly rough play. The panel deemed the incident careless. Take these words, careless, medium impact, and low contact, right? That's what they do.
The guy had to be helped from the floor.
Okay, hang on a second. Then we go to Magnay. Calm down, put your pants back on, okay? Then they go to the Magnay one, which was intentional, not careless, intentional, medium impact and low contact. So obviously the difference between the intentional and the careless is why the fines are different costs. But yes, one is reduced they're both reduced actually.
Yeah, one's a suspension.
Yes, that's one game suspension.
There's no way he should have been suspended for that anyway.
Well,
that's
they're
ridiculous.
Saying because it's intentional, that's what it is.
No, that's because the people on the games review panel just don't understand the game, because that's just what we call, what you used to call, Brad, when you played and back in the dark ages when I played, that's just what you call a hard foul. Oh. You just hit a guy a bit harder than, so because he's lining you up, he's ready to take the contact. Well, stuff you, mate. Yeah.
Mate, if you, I mean, I completely agree with you nowadays. Like, you know, like I remember
only
you know, being
some
knocked
wisdom.
Out. Oh, no, I remember being knocked out in a game. Mate.
There you go.
And he got, what's his name? And he played Doggy Larkins, right? So
Wayne Larkins. Yeah, right? I remember sending a bouquet of flowers for that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. They got lost in the mail. it wasn't a bouquet of flowers, and you probably sent it to the wrong address. Wayne Larkins, well done. Exactly. We're all thinking the same.
Well done.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I know. No, I remember it distinctly. I remember he cracked me big time, mate. One on the jaw and one in the back. Now, I look back at that, and of course, I was angry. That's what happened those days. And I remember another time I got fouled going to the basket. And of course, I took another step, and John Dorge sent me into the following week, right? That was Hail Mary for those big guys. If you get fouled and you're coming in there, you will never go in there again. Mm. Nowadays, that would be like a BB gun shot you. You'd go to the ground, you'd lie there, you'd roll around.
Oh,
yeah. It's too much.
We talked about it the other week. Anytime you drive to the basket, you've got a great chance of getting an N1 or getting to the foul line.
Who's
people
your player
can
of the round?
Moving off you in this, still calling it. Hey?
Player of the round. Give it to me. Give me player round.
Player of the round. A player of the round. Geez, do we do that?
No.
That's a new one. The player of the round. No, I can't
no,
think of one.
I
mean, the moment of the
player
round was different.
Player of the round. Oh. Come on, buddy. You with me?
Oh, yeah. PJC, Parker Jackson Cartwright. That second quarter that he laid on in Perth, 15 points. They could not guard him. They couldn't do anything about him. The crowd was getting on him, everything. I think he kept them in the game at that time when they were dealing with losing Anthony Lamb. He kept them, their noses in front. He was unguardable. And then after half time, he didn't have to do quite so much. Other guys picked up. I thought, well, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
No, that was good. You and I'm glad your Alzheimer's is back. That was the player of the round from Body. My God, that was like pulling teeth. Anyway, my player of the round.
Teeth now, dentures.
I'm just picturing God, them in your cup. I'm just picturing them in your cup when you go to bed.
Give me somebody that's taller.
Jordan Crawford, and not much, if anything, is my player of the round. I thought Jordan was great in both games. Yep. Less points in the second game, but better percentage.
More, went on more in a second? Was it
no,
a second?
No, he had 20-odd in the first, 15 first in the second. Yeah, yeah, and he was great. I just thought he was really good. Interesting, obviously, we're both players that have had two games for the weekend, which is understandable. But yeah, I thought that was good. Right, let me finish off because I'm sure all our listeners have had enough of your dentures and Alzheimer's. Let me find out who we're going to go. I want to know your next games. Here we go. New Zealand home versus Illawarra. Who you got?
New Zealand.
I'm going to go Illawarra with Tyler Harvey, another game winner like last year. Brisbane at home versus Adelaide.
That would make them both 12-13 if New Zealand wins. Yeah. 12-13, but that would make it really interesting. Adelaide-Brisbane, this one's going with the heart for a change. I'm going with Adelaide.
Now I'm going Brisbane, but can I just tell you, have you listened to Justin Schuller in his post-game press conference? If you close your eyes, please, listeners, have a listen to the after. Close your eyes, and I swear it's Dean Vickerman talking. They are identical the way they talk. I find it so fascinating. I mean, they're both great coaches and you can see they've worked together, but just the way they speak, it's got that language. It's so cool. Phoenix versus Tassie. I can't go against. Yeah, Tassie. Perth at home versus Cairns.
Ooh. Perth.
Oh, I can just see Cairns coming out. I'm going to go and upset. Cairns. Melbourne at home versus
New Zealand. This is why I got six and you got, what, three last week.
Okay, keep talking, Grandpa. Keep talking. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's wisdom, Melbourne, mate. That's wisdom.
And that's wisdom.
Not being caught up. In emotion like you with your Sydney Kings. You're sitting there crying because the Kings are dying. And this program is really hard for you to do, to talk about other clubs.
I know one thing that's dying, this freaking program. Melbourne United versus New Zealand. Go for it.
I've got Melbourne for that. I think that's the one that's going to really scuttle New Zealand, I reckon. And they have history, those two clubs, especially with Dean Vickerman, et cetera.
Hard to go against Melbourne at home. And the Kings versus Illawarra. I really need to see game one in New Zealand before I could really answer this. But this is the Kings.
You're picking them to win in New Zealand, so don't be weak.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I want to see that, but I'm saying win that, lose to Sydney. That's what I'm thinking. And I know you'll go lose the first one, win the second.
Win the second, yeah.
I know.
It's not that I don't think Sydney's good enough. I think the personnel there is really good, but I think there's a disconnect between the coach and one of the assistant coaches and the team, and I just don't think that's going to be repaired in time. I think they're going to do well to hang on to a play-in berth.
Couldn't agree more. Listeners, thank you so much. That's the Brad and Body podcast. We love you all. First out, shout out to the Opals. Go get them, girls. We need that win. We need to be in Paris. Body, final thoughts.
Yeah, I'd like to be in Paris. Okay, see ya.
See you next week. When you sent those bouquet of flowers, did you actually deliver them to Wayne Larkins and say thank you?
There was just a little note that said, Wayne, that's my favourite dog act.